Hi guys, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And today we're talking about part two of this month's Discovery and TLC article, The Fabulous Baker Brothers. Now these are two brothers, Tom and Harry. And Tom is a baker. He runs his family baking business. But his brother Harry is a butcher, someone who deals with meat.
Right, and what we'll learn today is they are very creative in the kitchen, especially when they are competing against one another. So, when do you get to let out your creative side, Pat?
Anytime I go on stage, I do some acting, and whenever I do, the creativeness just comes out of me.
All right, well, I like to play basketball.
Okay.
And this might sound a little stupid to you, but I like trying all sorts of crazy shots that people just don't expect. And it doesn't really make me a good player, but people are interested when they see me do something a little bit strange.
That's fun. So these brothers, they have a pie war. The idea is both brothers will try and create the best kind of pie, and that's going to force them to be creative. So in today's article, we're going to look at the kinds of pies they make. All right, let's start the article then.
Reading. The Fabulous Baker Brothers. The Fabulous Baker Brothers is full of expert cooking advice and easy as pie recipes. But when it comes to entertaining TV, their ongoing pie war is the real treat. The chance to earn a victory over his sibling brings out the very best in each brother. Every episode features a unique contest with specific requirements and a special panel of judges. In one battle, the brothers have to bake hearty pies to impress hungry athletes who happened to be training for a triathlon. Tom cleverly crafts a pie with three layers, one for each section of a triathlon competition. But Henry takes the cake and wins the pie-athlon with a rich and filling steak pie. Tom loses to his baby brother, but hopes to taste success in the next round. Other pie wars include sweet and fancy pies for female hairstylists and low-cost pies for jobless college students. Both men start each contest with great confidence, but only one can come out on top. To see which brother can brag about being the better baker, watch this season of The Fabulous Baker Brothers.
Today's article begins, The Fabulous Baker Brothers is full of expert cooking advice and easy as pie recipes.
Easy as pie?
Easy as pie.
Okay.
Now, if you've baked a pie, it's actually not very easy.
No, it's not so easy. But if you've eaten a pie, it's extremely easy.
Right.
So
in English, we have this expression, easy as pie, and it just means really, really easy. There's another expression, like a walk in the park.
Yeah, or a piece of cake.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, just really easy.
Now, the reason these recipes are easy as pie is because they usually use very basic ingredients that you can find at pretty much any store you go to.
Okay, but even though they're basic, as the article says, but when it comes to entertaining TV, their ongoing pie war is the real treat. Now, something that's ongoing, O-N-G-O-I-N-G, ongoing, that means it's continuing. It's already started, and it's still going on, but it hasn't finished yet. For example, the scientist's research is ongoing, but He hopes to make a discovery soon. So it started, it's still going on, not finished yet.
Right, so their competition is ongoing. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned in the previous section that they keep track of their scores.
Yeah, who's ahead, who's behind. And of course, being brothers, they're always fighting. So this pie war is part of a competition that's been ongoing since they were children.
Okay, the article continues. The chance to earn a victory over his sibling brings out the very best in each brother.
Mm-hmm.
So each one wants to earn a victory. And a victory is a win, you know, in a game or some other kind of competition. Mm-hmm. You have a loss or a victory. Okay? So here's an example of that. The baseball player hit a home run that ended the game and gave his team the victory.
Mm-hmm. We'll just quickly also mention that word sibling, S-I-B-L-I-N-G, sibling, and that just means brother or sister. Can be either.
So if I have one brother and one sister, I have
two siblings. Right. So every episode of this show features a unique contest with specific requirements and a special panel of judges. So here the word specific, S-P-E-C-I-F-I-C, specific, means particular or detailed and having like a special purpose or a special requirement, a need,
I can remember a good example of this word.
Sure.
Yeah, my friend wanted a coffee cake.
Right.
And we had trouble finding this coffee cake. So mm-hmm. Here's the example. We had to travel to the other side of the city to visit a bakery because there was a specific cake that we wanted to buy.
Okay.
Right?
So
not just any cake.
We needed that one special coffee cake. Okay. So as the article goes on, in one battle, the brothers have to bake hearty pies to impress hungry athletes who happen to be training for a triathlon.
Okay, now hearty is something, what is hearty food like? It's usually warm.
Yeah, big thick food that fills you up and kind of gives you a bit of strength.
Yeah, so, it's great to eat on a cold winter day.
Yeah, hot bread, maybe pies.
Or if you're going to have some sort of athletic competition, mm-hmm. if you're doing sports for a long time. Now, we saw the word athlete.
Yes.
And an athlete is someone who engages in or does sport or other physical competition,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I think soccer players are the best athletes because they have to run for most of the game.
Yeah, they will need a lot of energy.
Sure.
So, and this hearty food will give them that energy as well as fill their stomach.
So what is this sport these athletes are doing? A triathlon?
Well, yeah, they're doing a triathlon. T-R-I-A-T-H-L-O-N. Triathlon. Now, the important part of that is tri. Tri always means three.
Triangle.
Yeah, or trilogy, which is a set of three books. And a triathlon is a race with three parts. And these three parts are biking, they ride a bike, they run on a road, and they swim in a lake. Not necessarily in that order. They might do different bits first.
So it's pretty tough.
Yeah, swimming, running, and spiking. And they have to do them all and do them all fast.
I see.
So, not easy.
Well, Tom is very creative. The article says Tom cleverly crafts a pie with three layers, okay? Three parts to it. One for each section of a triathlon competition.
That's smart.
Yeah. Now, the word here, craft, means to make something, especially with your hands.
So it's a verb.
Yes.
Right.
Now,
so
it could be artwork as well as food. In kindergarten class, it's quite common to see children crafting cards and other objects.
Or a little model out of that paper mache
they
stuff.
They craft things out of paper and glue.
Mm. Okay, so that's Tom's idea. And then the article says, but Henry takes the cake and wins the pieathlon with a rich and filling steak pie. Huh. What a joke in there. Pieathlon, triathlon. You get it?
I get it.
Cool.
Now, let's go right away to our shortcut for you to learn about taking the cake.
Yeah, take the cake. So we'll come back after the video.
shortcut for you.
What a great party! This cake is delicious.
I don't see how this party could be better.
Maybe if there was a live band and prizes for everyone.
That would take the cake.
Take the cake? That's not a bad idea. I can eat some later.
Hold on a second. To take the cake means to be impressive or to win a prize.
Uh-huh. Take the cake means 胜过别人了不起。
Bingo. That would turn this good party into a great party.
That's true. So, can we take some cake or not?
Don't you think people will mind?
No way. Nobody's eating it except for us. We could probably take the whole cake.
If you get away with that,then you would really take the cake.
Hi guys, welcome back. So as you see, to take the cake means basically to win, to do the best.
That's right. Now, the word pi-athlon is actually a play on words.
I love it.
It's putting together the words pi and tri-athlon.
Okay.
Just in case you missed that.
Okay. Anyway, the article continues. Tom loses to his baby brother. Oh dear. But he hopes to taste success in the next round.
What does that mean to taste success?
That just means he's going to win. But of course, it's another play on words because everything in this show is to do with food.
Very nice. Okay. So losing to your brother is...the worst, don't you think, Pat?
I never lose to my brothers. They're big losers. If any of them are watching this, you're losers.
Well, Tom is a big brother, and he lost.
Oh,
and to make it worse, he is the baker.
He's
the professional baker.
He should be good at pies.
I think he should be winning this pie war.
Well, maybe not. It goes on, the article, and says, other pie wars include sweet and fancy piesfor female hairstylists, and low-cost pies for jobless college students.
So every time they have a pie war, they choose their panel of judges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who do the same thing.
They
work in a hair salon or they're poor college kids, and they make special pies just for them.
What pie would be good for English teachers?
For English teachers?
We'll have to think about that one. So these are the special panel of judges, and this makes the show interesting because the pies are special for the judges, so it forces the brothers to be creative. Okay, the article goes on. Both men start each contest with great confidence, but only one can come out on top. Come out on top, another little idiom that means win.
Sure. Now, I've seen this show, and during the pie war, it's really kind of funny, because the brothers talk to the camera while they're making these pies, and as the article said, they have a lot of confidence, and they throw a few insults at each other, like, my brother doesn't know how to bake at all, you know, his pie's gonna taste like trash or something like that. So each one believes that they are going to win.But, as the article says, only one can come out on top. Now, the article finishes with this. To see which brother can brag about being the better baker, watch this season of the Fabulous Baker Brothers. Okay, so these boys want to brag, which is when you talk about how you did a great job that you won the
game. Awesome you are. So, an example of brag would be to say, like,Hey, Jeffrey, you know, I just won the lottery and I got $5,000. Aren't I great?
Yeah, that's really、
bragging.
Great. So when you brag, other people don't usually want to listen to
it. Yeah, a similar word is boast, B-O-A-S-T, boast. And people who brag and boast, generally, they shouldn't do that. It's a bad thing to do. Another way we could say it is showing off.And nobody likes a show-off.
Right. And so, no matter who can brag the most, Tom or Henry, only one of them is going to win this pie war. So it's going to be the older brother, Tom, who's the baker, or the younger brother Henry, who's the professional chef and butcher? Mm-hmm. Who do you think will win the war?
That's a tough one. Okay, while we have a think about that, we're going to move on to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
Hi guys, so during that article, I asked Jeffrey a question. As English teachers, what kind of pie would be perfect for us?
Well, if you're talking about the ABCs, I guess you have A is for apple pie.
Right.
B is for banana cream pie.
Ooh, tasty.
And C is for chocolate pie.
You can make chocolate pies.
Those are three of my favorite pies, and they are spelled with the ABCs. But what are some of your favorite pies?
Pies that I like. I don't eat meat, so I like my pies to be kind of vegetarian. There's one called Red Dragon Pie that comes from somewhere in England or Wales, and that's got just vegetables in it, so I like that one.
Why is it called a Red Dragon Pie?
It's got beans inside it, and they're red.
Okay, right. That's very interesting. So a lot of the pies on the Fabulous Baker Brothers aren't really dessert pies, because a lot of them have meat and potatoes and lots of vegetables. It's more of a dinner pie than a dessert pie.
That's actually pretty common in England. Pies do make up a lot of our main meals sometimes.
All right, now it's time for the For You chat question. And the question is, do you consider yourself a confident person? Now, we talked about creativity, coming up with new ideas. Now, if you're confident, it means you really believe in your idea, or you really believe in your skill to do something. So Tom and Henry are very confident that they are the best baker in the family. But are you a confident person?
Yes, I am a confident person. I can't explain why, and it's possible I may just be pretending to be confident, but I'm usually pretty confident. I think it comes from being able to go on stage and do stuff out there and just not really worry too much if you fail. How about you? Are you confident, Jeffrey?
No, I don't think so.
No?
But I think it's a good thing.
Okay.
Because when I walk into a library or I go to wikipedia.com, I don't think I know very much of it.
Oh.
So I think I should go try to learn something.
Okay.
And also, if I'm competing with my brother, I actually am kind of scared that I'm going to lose at first. So that makes me try a little bit harder.
Okay, so there are good sides to being, you want to be confident, but you don't want to be too confident, or as we also say, overconfident.
So how can we build confidence? You are confident on stage. What are some of the tricks you have? What do you say to yourself to become more confident?
I don't really say anything. I just kind of believe in myself. I kind of think, come on, you've done this before. You've done it in rehearsals. This is no problem. You're going to make everybody laugh.
Well, maybe that's a good tip. You don't really say anything to yourself. I know if I were on stage, I would be thinking, how do I look? Is my voice okay? Am I tall enough? You know,
it helps not to think, and I don't think very often.
So I guess one important thing about being confident is just not worrying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, try to do that, but also think about this yourself. Ask each other, are you a confident person? Do you consider yourself to be a confident person? Well, that's all for today. Thank you for joining us, and we're looking forward to seeing you next time.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Fabulous Baker Brothers. The Fabulous Baker Brothers is full of expert cooking advice and easy-as-pie recipes. But when it comes to entertaining TV, their ongoing pie war is the real treat. The chance to earn a victory over his sibling brings out the very best in each brother. Every episode features a unique contest with specific requirements and a special panel of judges. In one battle, the brothers have to bake hearty pies to impress hungry athletes who happen to be training for a triathlon. Tom cleverly crafts a pie with three layers, one for each section of a triathlon competition. But Henry takes the cake and wins the pie-athlon with a rich and filling steak pie. Tom loses to his baby brother, but hopes to taste success in the next round. Other pie wars include sweet and fancy pies for female hairstylists and low-cost pies for jobless college students. Both men start each contest with great confidence, but only one can come out on top. To see which brother can brag about being the better baker, watch this season of The Fabulous Baker Brothers.
Vocabulary Review.
Ongoing. Repairing all of the main highways is one of the country's ongoing projects. Victory. The hero achieved victory by killing the dragon and saving the princess. Specific. I am looking for a specific pair of shoes for my school's dance party. Athlete. Athletes need to eat healthy foods and exercise almost every day. Craft. The art students crafted small objects out of clay for their homework.